Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 30th day of Nisan, Tavshin Pei Dalad, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Masechta Nazir, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Hoysa miskasa bilvanim. If the Sota was dressed with nice white clothes, mechasa b'shchorim, they would cover her up with black clothes instead to make her not look nice. Now, if the black clothes suited her nicer, then they would put some other clothes, something that would make her not look nice. Hoyolea klezov, if she had nice golden jewelry, katlois, or she had necklaces, nezomim, or nose rings or earrings, betabois and finger rings, mavirin memana, they would be removed from her, kedei lanavlo, in order to make her look ugly as possible. V'achakach mevi chevel mitzri, then afterwards they brought a rope made out of palm branches. Others say it's made out of palm bast. It's the fiber around the palm tree. And yet another pashat, according to the Yerushalmi, it means an Egyptian rope, a rope that came from Egypt. And v'koishrei l'mala midadeh. And he would tie that rope above her breasts in order that the clothes should not all fall down because they've been torn, as we said earlier on. Anyone who wants to come and see the Sota in her despicable, disheveled state, Bolirois, was able to come and see it. Chutz midayavodah v'shifchaseah. Except for her servants and her maidservants, we don't want them to come, mipnei shelibo gaspahan, because she feels comforted. She gets a bit of moral support from them. And when she sees them, it might encourage her to be strong and not confess if she sinned. And all the women are permitted to see her. The Gemara explains that not just permitted, they are obliged to see her. We obligate all the women to come and see her. And in fact, some say that mutoros should be read as not mutoros from the word permitted, but musros, which means they are warned from the word hasra. The women are warned and told, you must come and see the Sota in her disheveled state. Shenamar, as it says in the book of Yechezkel, v'nivasru kol hanoshim v'loisa seno kisizma chesasmachena, that the women should be warned or should be chastised and not ever do like this type of morality. Mishnah Zayin. B'midah shodah moided, bo moided in lay. The way a person behaves is the way he gets treated. Hashem pays him back measure for measure. And we see that by the Sota, as the Mishnah continues. He kished us atzma lavera. She decorated herself and made herself look beautiful for sinning with the man. Hamokim nivla. So Hashem made her despicable, took away her beauty, as we said earlier on. He gils us atzma lavera. She exposed herself for sin. Hamokim gila aleha. And Hashem exposes her now in her shame. She's commanded to stand in the gateway of the entry, for everybody comes through to the Ezras Yisrael, to the from the Azora, through Shaar Nikanah. Bayorech hischila bavera tchila. She sinned first with her thigh, v'achakach habeten, and afterwards the belly when she sinned. Lefichach tilke hayorech tchila. Therefore, the thigh gets first struck, v'achakach habeten, and then the stomach. Now the Gemara explains that in fact the waters came down into her body and actually had an effect first on her stomach and then on the thigh, the rest of the body. But what the Gemara explains, what the Mishnah means is that in the curse, when the Kohen pronounces the curse, he says, your reichech nefelas is bidach zavi. He talks about the thigh first and then the belly, even though in actuality what happened in her body was the other way around. The body, the stomach would be the first thing that would implode or explode, and then the rest of the body. But because she benefited first in the thigh when she was with the man, that part of the body is the first part that gets hanoah, gets pleasure, so that's the one that gets mentioned first in the curse. Ushar kol haguf le'polat. And the rest of the body does not escape punishment as well. All the rest of the body gets punishment, even though it doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah, but the Pasuk implies it or has a drosha for it. Uvo'u vo hamayim ha'morim lamorim. And the waters will enter her to become bitter. That means that the water will penetrate all parts of the body.